It's the California Update from KRCB-FM, Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Not all California jails permit inmates to receive face-to-face visits from family and friends. State lawmakers want to change that and prevent jails from only allowing video visits. Ben Bradford has more from Sacramento.
10 counties have at least some jails that only allow video visitation. That includes Solano County, where Michael Cortez's brother is incarcerated.
You're just taking away all of the support.
Cortez testified at a legislative hearing.
My brother only gets 1 hour a day out of his cell as well. So add that on top of not being able to see your loved one properly the way it should be.
Kings County Sheriff David Robinson testified it would cost his department hundreds of thousands of dollars just to escort inmates and accommodate in-person visits.
I don't think you'd find a sheriff in the state that says, oh, we're absolutely against, you know, face-to-face visitation. But we have to have the resources to do it.
Governor Jerry Brown vetoed a bill last year that would have banned video only and instead directed a state board to consider the issue. Last week, the board proposed banning the practice at future jails, but exempting current facilities and four more currently under construction. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
Sugary drinks like soda would have to add labels in California warning of health problems like obesity and diabetes under a bill in the state legislature. On their own, says Carmel Democratic Senator Bill Monning, the warnings won't spell an end to such issues, but he argues they could be a part of a broader health care push targeting sugary drinks similar to anti-smoking efforts.
People still buy and consume cigarettes, but from a public health point of view, it's been one of the most successful public health campaigns in history, probably along with seatbelts in cars, in saving lives.
But the American Beverage Association counters in a statement that such warnings on drinks will, quote, do nothing for real public health challenges. Monning has tried to pass similar proposals twice before. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. We welcome your comments at listener@krcb.org. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.